Good afternoon, old chaps, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Rhett and Sadie May Show.
If you have missed out on the fun with us before, we are a dynamic duo who enjoy the finer things in life, vintage wines, exquisite dining, and of course, fine travel.
And let us not forget the reason we are here, the Mercedes-Benz.
That's right, Rhett. That's what drew us together in the first place. Do you remember that first night we met?
Why, of course, it was that hot summer night on the Las Vegas Strip. We were at the party with the Prince and his friends at that swanky hotel.
I remember it well. It was such a lovely evening until, well, you know, it just got a bit out of hand. I'm so glad we retreated before those people started shooting photos. Who knew the Prince would end up on the cover of all those tabloid rags? Well, now we know why it's called Ben Ben.
Oh, Sadie May, I always knew you had a crush on him. But let's stick to the subject at hand. We've got to talk about this week's selection.
Well, you know, Rhett, that scene at the hotel was actually not the first time we met. You always remember it that way because you want to forget about the real first time we were together. You know, that safari in Africa.
Oh, you are right, dear. I hate that story. It's just so embarrassing, but since you have chosen to roll it out, I suppose we should share it with our listeners. Shall I do the honors?
Oh no, please let me. I want to make sure our listeners get the real version, silly.
All right then, but I reserve the right to jump in if this gets too embarrassing.
Okay, okay. So, there we were on this incredible safari in the middle of Africa. The scenery was stunning. All of the animals in the wild, in particular this handsome devil from another tour group.
You say the kindest things, dear.
Anyways, you invited me to dinner that evening, and I just knew it was love at first bite.
Talk about fine dining. That restaurant was a 5-star. Who knew a bungalow in the middle of a safari could host such an incredible evening? Exactly how many bottles of Dom Perignon did we go through? I simply can't remember.
Oh, hush up, Rhett. Let me finish the story. So the next day, we were out, and this pack of elephants came up. This one female took a liking to you. I'm not sure if it was your handsome Pierce Brosnan good looks or that yummy cologne you always wear, but she sure was on to you.
I'll say, I'm all up for close and personal, but this was over the top. I remember our tour car. The Mercedes GL got us up and out of there in a jiff. Who knows what that pachyderm might have done? She could have rammed us and there we would be.
She was so smitten with you.
It's not that funny, dearie. But anyway, with that GL in mind, I'd like to tell our listeners about the 2014 Mercedes GL, shall we?
All right, dearie. Yes, let's get back on subject. That is, after all, why we are here. Let's start with the visuals.
You first, dear.
Sure thing. The advertisement starts with a glorious sunset and pans to overlook the city. You know the car is there, but it's at a distance.
Then suddenly, it quickly turns to showing the SUV driving on the city streets and then rapidly changes to the countryside. Dare I say, the wilderness.
The music is pulsating, and you get the feeling that this is no normal SUV. It is an animal ready to escape the urban life that traps it during the work week to become the savage beast that lives within.
One of my favorite parts of this entire ad is when they show the car in the garage. The garage door is slowly opening and the lights suddenly illuminate. It almost looks like a tiger coming out of its den.
It sure does, and that commentator is a tiger indeed. Meow.
Oh, Sadie May, really?
Well, he is. Talk about a visual. But back to the SUV. The advertisement shows all the normal shots of the SUV. The exterior, the interior, the seats folding up and down, the sunroof. You know, Rhett, the full panel sunroof would be fun for a romantic evening of stargazing with a bottle of Pinot Noir.
Indeed it would, dear. And with all the seats folded down, who knows where stargazing may lead?
Oh my.
Anyway, this car is the S-Class of SUVs. They even say so in the ad. It is luxury through and through, and nothing has been forgotten.
I really like how they show all of the special features up close and use rack focus to illustrate where they want us to look. I love the media interface, of course, and when they mentioned that the SUV has available massage seats, it almost drove me mad. I've got to have one.
Well, if I had known a massage chair would excite you this much, I would have gotten you one years ago. It's no wonder you enjoy your time at the mani-pedi so much. Now back to the SUV. As the ad continues, it shows the SUV in many driving scenarios, and as they cut from scene to scene, each one is a different driving experience.
Yes, there is city driving, country, highway, off-road, hills, and mountainous terrain. This SUV can go anywhere, and the way they illustrate this makes you wonder why you would need anything else.
That off-the-road scene is incredible. I wonder if the Queen would ever switch to the GL to take her drive up to Balmoral Castle. The SUV just zips along the countryside with great ease. It's fascinating.
This would certainly be a fantastic option as we travel from city flat to our countryside estate. I can't stop thinking about the massage chair.
Okay, dear, enough of the visuals. I think we should talk about some of the sounds we hear and how effectively they are used in the advertisement.
Well, if it is Safari you have on your mind, then the opening music certainly sets the stage. It invites you in to relish another world.
The drum beats are pulsing, and when the SUV goes across the terrain, it sounds like a jet taking off for an extended holiday. The pulses are almost like the heartbeat of a lion in the jungle, and he is on the hunt. You hear the engine revving as it climbs the hills on search for prey.
Then they cut to the close-up. You hear the motor come to life. You hear the active lighting take focus, and when they pull the SUV out of the garage, it sounds like a tiger purring.
I like how the commentator describes the different amenities of the SUV, that the music is swankier. They immediately take you back into the sense of elegance with a jazz rhythm and a soulful beat.
I like the commentator, period. But when the advertisement changes to talking about the power of the vehicle, you know, the engine, the music changes once again, signifying the subject has changed. They allow you to hear the motor revving again.
They take it from city street to country dirt roads, and when they do, the music changes to match the scene. The beats are driving and lumber you into a sense of adventure. The percussive nature, combined with symphonic strings, keeps the ad moving forward.
Well, speaking of sounds, you certainly like to hear yourself go on and on about things, don't you? I'd like to chat about the messages we see and hear about the GL in this advertisement.
Well, thank you very much, dearie. Be my guest. I don't want to hinder your commentary.
I think the commentator says it best about the GL. It's that it's the S-Class of SUVs. This SUV is luxury through and through, and yet it is not afraid to take you and your family over to Granny's for a spot of tea on the weekend. Speaking of tea, I brought my own hot tea in today because it's so bloody cold outside. I could certainly see this being the only automobile our family would need or have.
True. With the cargo room provided and the third row seating, this SUV has something for everyone. From the happy family off to football or squash, or to the couple planning a weekend getaway, this SUV would do the trick. We would look so good driving up to Balmoral for the annual hunt.
Yes, we would. It would be a nice 2-hour massage.
You and that massage chair, blimey!
Oh, Rhett, you know you are the love of my life, dearie.
Well, sweetheart, the feeling is mutual. So let's wrap this episode up so we can tell our listeners which Mercedes we will chat about next week, shall we?
Right on, dear. Overall, we love this SUV, and I would have no problem deciding on this one for sure. I love the luxurious nature of the interior. It reminds me of classic Mercedes styling with a touch of modern, and you know how I adore the leather seats.
I know you do. I think the sheer size of the interior makes this SUV a wise choice. There is room for everything. Then there are the modern amenities of the LED lighting and the safety features to protect the driver. There's crosswind stabilization, and then there's the collision prevention assist. It's just amazing. This SUV comes with optional 4MATIC all-wheel drive or the BlueTEC diesel. It's completely